Senator Lisa Murkowski cast a vote this afternoon against President Obama's nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Despite that, Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius was successfully confirmed on a vote of 65-31. Murkowski says she's concerned with what she calls Sebelius's apparent lack of interest in Indian health issues. Murkowski says during her own time on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, she's realized the Indian Health Service needs major improvements and better funding.
We have in many, many ways failed them with IHS. And when I asked the governor for her input on it, it was really vague and non-committal. But I think the thing that concerned me most was almost like a lack of interest. And that was a problem.
The senator says it was hard to vote against Sebelius since she usually gives deference to president's choices of cabinet members. Alaska's freshman senator, Democrat Mark Begich, did vote for the president's nominee and says he's confident she'll respond to the needs of Native Americans. He says his office has not heard from the Alaska Native community that they are concerned about Sebelius.
We haven't heard any complaints, any issues or concerns. And like I said, our staff has had good conversation with her staff and feel very reassured of her position and long-term commitment to Indian Health Services and First People of this country.
Begich says he's especially glad Sebelius can take the reins now as Director of Health and Human Services in the wake of the swine flu outbreak. Sebelius' confirmation was held up earlier this month by a handful of Republicans concerned about her pro-choice voting record.